This is the CCNS News Update, an overview of the latest nuclear safety issues brought to you every week by concerned citizens for nuclear safety. Here is this week's top headline. Public comments needed about protecting aquifer from hexavalent chromium. For 20 years, Los Alamos National Laboratory has struggled to contain the cancer-causing hexavalent chromium plume in the regional drinking water aquifer below the nuclear weapons site. The horizontal and vertical reach of the deep plume covers an area of unknown size, and the depth of the contamination is unknown. The New Mexico Environment Department Groundwater and Hazardous Waste Bureaus regulate the remediation of the hexavalent chromium plume. The Environment Department's remediation includes the installation of 1,100 feet deep wells to extract the hexavalent chromium waters for treatment and the reinjection of the treated waters back into the aquifer. Last spring, the Environment Department raised concerns about the wells and whether the reinjected waters were quote-unquote smearing or pushing the contamination further into the aquifer. Then LANL released a draft environmental assessment about the remediation of the plume and recommended a quote-unquote final remedy for public review and comment. Comments are due on Wednesday, March 13th. CCNS and our colleagues have drafted two-page sample comment letters you can use, modify, and submit. Ours is a long letter with four essential issues that the public must address. Please cut and paste as you wish. The issues are: the draft EA is premature and must be withdrawn. The LANL proposal to use adaptive site management to remediate the plume has been used for nearly 20 years and it has failed. The Environmental Protection Agency states that these types of administrative processes require seating the public at the decision-making table. And finally, the segmentation of the environmental analysis is inappropriate because NMED has yet to make its recommendation for the remedy. The administrative procedures require the Environment Department to determine the proposed remedy and support it through its statement of basis for the decision. Finally, those documents are released for public review and comment. LANL has jumped in front of that administrative process by prematurely releasing the draft EA and a final remedy, contrary to how the administrative process works. The draft must be withdrawn. LANL has used adaptive site management for nearly 20 years, and it has failed. The public has been excluded from the decision-making table. It is time for the public to protect the aquifer and be at the table. By prematurely putting out its plan, LANL has segmented the EA into small parts in order to avoid looking at the bigger picture. The EA must be withdrawn and a full environmental impact statement prepared when the proper time arrives. This has been the CCNS News Update. For more information and to download our sample comment letter, please visit our website at nuclearactive.org.